seeking to strengthen your walk with Christ. I'm Kathleen. Psalm 12, 6 through 7 states, "The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. You shall keep them, O Lord, you shall preserve them from this generation forever." We are continuing our look at evidence that proves the validity of the scriptures. Everything we've looked at so far makes it pretty clear that no human could have accomplished what God has. His infinite wisdom and care to make his word known, despite opposition, continues and does not fall short of miraculous. In the last few weeks, we've completed the FAST portion of our acronym, FAST Puppy. F, fulfilled prophecy. A, archaeology. S, supernatural unity. And T, testimony of Christ. Today, our focus is on two of the P's in Puppy: prolific publication and preservation of the scriptures, which go hand in hand. The Bible is the best loved and the most hated book on earth. It is the all-time bestseller and the most published, printed in almost every language. Before the invention of the printing press, every copy of every manuscript had to be made by hand. Scribes and later monks were committed to the method and discipline required to produce exact copies without a loss of meaning or words of what God said. Precise rules were followed regarding the tools, the place, the scribe, and the method. Each letter had to be copied individually, not as a word or a phrase. The document became invalid if two letters touched each other. The letters, words, and paragraphs of a page had to be counted and had to correspond in position to those of the original document. The process was painstaking, and any error required destruction and a start over. Until 1948, the oldest manuscripts of the Old Testament dated back to 895 AD. In 1947, a shepherd boy discovered some scrolls inside a cave west of the Dead Sea. These manuscripts dated between 100 BC and 100 AD. When compared, there were no differentiations. The Dead Sea Scrolls proved the authenticity and credibility of God's word. God said in Mark 13 and Matthew 24, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away." Throughout the last 2,000 plus years, many have tried to destroy the Bible and its teachings, or use it for their own agenda. A few examples. In 303 AD, the Roman Emperor Diocletian issued royal edicts were published everywhere, commanding that Christianity be outlawed, the churches be leveled to the ground, and the scriptures destroyed by fire. The persecution was brutal. Diocletian fashioned a medal with the engraving, "The Christian religion is destroyed and the worship of the gods restored." His call was premature. Within 25 years, he was dead, and the new emperor, Constantine, dedicated himself to put the New Testament in all the churches of his empire. In 1776, French philosopher Voltaire declared, "100 years from my day, there will not be a Bible on the earth except one that is looked upon by an antiquarian curiosity seeker." He called Christ the cursed wretch. In 1778, Voltaire bragged, "It took 12 men to start Christianity. One will destroy it." 100 years later, Voltaire was dead, and his own house and press were being used to print and store Bibles by the Geneva Society. God has a sense of humor. During the Middle Ages, the Roman Catholic Church forbid the ownership of a Bible, claiming it was too dangerous to be put into the hand of the common man. All who were found with a copy were tortured and killed. The use of Latin, which further limited access, allowed control over what was decreed and taught. William Tyndale was executed by strangulation and burned at the stake for translating the scriptures into English when the Catholic Church vehemently opposed, but not before 18,000 copies of his New Testament had been printed. The main motivation for Johann Gutenberg when he invented movable type printing was to get the word in the hands of the people. God has thwarted many attempts through the ages, but Satan will not prevail. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. The indestructibility of the Bible is proof that its author is divine. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much that you are sovereign, that you have control over everything, and that we can have confidence in your word, both for our own faith and for sharing it with others. We thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us, and always remember, church family, you can trust the Bible enough to be bold with it.